Garland Jeffries is bringing his tour in support of his new third album, 14 Steps to Harlem, to Southgate House Revival on Friday, September 15th. Garland, thanks for finding some time to talk with us tonight.
My pleasure. I mean, obviously, I want to get the word out on my work, and I'm always, you know, available to talk to people and to talk to fans who are listening in.
Let's go straight to this new album, 14 Steps to Harlem, which was released in late April this year. I've been playing songs from your albums, The King of In Between, that came out in 2011, and Truth Serum 2013, both from Luna Park Records. How's 14 Steps differ from these earlier projects?
Well, I'm a singer and I'm a songwriter. So I develop these songs and the ideas, like I'm thinking now of a new album. I'm already thinking of something different. And I'm, you know, I'm dedicated to really explore my own ideas and make them into, it's not literature, they're songs, it's music. So there's songs that express my, you know, my view. And in my case, probably more so than most artists, I talk about issues. And I talk about race. And I talk about the circumstances of our life out here in this world. And the challenges we all go through, and maybe have some empathy for others, you know, at the same time. And we want to write music, maybe. It's always been my direction, you know. I remember when I was really in the early part of my career, when I would go on WBAI, Bob Fass and his radio station, which I'm going to start going to again. Bob was great with me, and I would go on his show all the time and talk about music, talk about Bob Dylan, talk about various people that I admire and the artists that I look up to.
Speaking of which, Laurie Anderson plays violin on Luna Park Love Theme. When did you meet her, and have you collaborated before with her?
I know Laurie. I knew her name. I didn't really know her until she started connection with Lou Reed. Lou was one of my best friends. He and I went to Syracuse University together, and that's how we met, you know. And I met Delmer Schwartz at Syracuse as well. He was our teacher, our mentor in a lot of ways, and other people. So, I mean, Laurie's just a fantastic person. You probably know this already, and a lovely woman, and very creative in her own right. So we're friends, you know. In fact, I just spoke to her recently. We're going to get together soon.
Well, you're working on a documentary with her. You've done some interviews with her for this documentary that's crowdfunded.
Yeah, this documentary we have so far, we have Harvey Keitel, who's a great friend of mine, and a whole guy that I love. This guy, he's a great guy. We've been friends for many years. And Laurie's part of it, and by the time we get it all assembled, we'll have a wonderful cast of fun-loving criminals.
You also did a version of Help, which is absolutely gorgeous, and, you know, that came out by the Beatles 52 years ago. Why'd you pick that song?
Well, I met John Lennon. He was friendly with a friend. Well, I was friendly with a friend that he became friendly with. A guy named Roy Sakala, who owned and ran the record plant, record studio, which doesn't exist anymore. And Roy is gone. And Lennon, of course, an incredibly unbelievable, tragic ending to his life. Unbelievable. And I got to know John a little bit. I knew him because of being in the studio. And subsequently, I met Yoko, who was a lovely person. And it was, in a certain way, it was very timely for me to meet him because I was exposed to him. And the song that I had adapted, you might say, Help, that's my adaptation. And it was kind of like not the Beatles, John, but the John who left the Beatles. And that's what that song is about in a way. You know, it's like, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. You know, that was who John became more of. Obviously, we all loved him, and we all the people who were fans, loved him, loved his work, loved his attitude, his humor. And I feel privileged to have met him.
Well, you mentioned Lou Reed, and the other song on there that's a cover is Waiting for the Man. That's a great song also.
Well, I love the song. You know, I love Lou. Lou and I were best friends in Syracuse when we went to school, you know, and we would meet every day at 4 o'clock at the bar at Syracuse, the Orange Bar. Lou, myself, and Delmore Schwartz would get together and have a couple beers, hang out, and Delmore was always protective of me. You know, you try Duvernay on the rocks, he would say, you know, which was, you might say, a mild alcoholic drink. It's hard to understand that, but that's what people thought it was, you know. So that particular period of meeting Delmore and meeting him after it and meeting Lou, of course, at Syracuse was just fantastic thing and helped shape my career, helped shape my sense of music, as I did with Lou. Lou and I were best buddies, and I could sing that music. You know, but he wasn't much of a singer, Lou, but I could sing like Frankie Lyman. I had that sort of soulful voice, we had a great friendship. I'm sad that he's gone. You know, we were good friends. One of the good things down the line was that I recently saw John Cale. I ran into him. I inducted him. He got a Grammy as part of the Velvets, and I was able to induct him for a Grammy. And we did that at the theater in the city. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful night. And John Cale and some of his friends were there, and that was lovely.
Who's going to be on stage with you when you come to Newport Southgate Revival September 15th?
Well, I'm going to have my band. We'll be rocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so can you tell us who your band is?
Band members for this event will be a great guitar player, Jason Jordan, and Charlie Roth, Sir Charles Roth, I call him. And he's the keyboardist, also very, very fine. You know, I have a couple people that I work with. I work with Mark Bosch. He plays with Ian sometimes. You know, there's a lot of exchanging of players from time to time. But the real bottom line is that we will put on a great show. That's what I do. I'm the singer. I'm the songwriter. And I will put on a great show. And I look forward to that. And I've always believed in this. As time has gone on, more so, the fans deserve what they came for. They deserve to get what they paid for. And I think there are a lot of people who don't think that way. You know, so that's my main thing.
What do you think your set list is going to look like on the 15th? New and old?
Yes, new and old, definitely. Let's see. I haven't really figured that out yet, but you have any favorites yourself?
Oh, I love Truth Serum, but on the new one, I like I'm a Dreamer. I thought that was really nice.
I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer, and I want to make my dreams come true. Want to tell the world about my dreams. I want to tell the world to you. Oh, 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 oh. I like that, too.
Yeah, that was the piano and guitar work. Beautiful on that one.
Yeah. The piano player is great. His name is Brian Mitchell. Great, great piano player, keyboard player. He plays with, you know, when Levon Helm was around, he would play for Levon all the time. And sometimes, you know, like as the seasons get warmer, like lately, Mitchell will go up to Woodstock. Unfortunately, there's no Levon. And no Rick Danko. Those guys were great, you know. Just wonderful. Taught me a lot.
Well, it's been a real honor to speak with you tonight. Good luck with your future journeys and be safe on the German tour you've got coming up in November.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a tour. It's going to be very vigorous. And then we go to Japan.
So you'll be getting out of New York for a while.
Yeah. It's good to get out of New York, although I live in a great little place called Stuyvesant Town. very nice. But I'm looking forward to going to Japan. We'll have a lot of fun. We're playing three. We're playing at Mount Fuji, at the mouth of Mount Fuji. So that should be amazing. And I've been there before, and it's nice to go back to Japan. You know, it's really good.
Thanks again, and we'll see you when you get here in Newport on September 15th.
Okay, my dear.
I've been speaking with Garland Jeffries about his new album, 14 Steps to Harlem. He'll be appearing at Southgate House Revival in Newport, Kentucky on Friday, September 15th. For ticket information and a link to his website, visit my blues webpage at wvxu.org. I'm Lee Hay.